Johnson of the International Secret Police. Clint, Barney, and Bob Gilmore gather at Dr. Kingsley's home to discuss their harrowing experiences of the past few hours and also lay new plans in regard to capturing the octopus. The doctor's friend, Quan Wu, drops in for a short chat. Long suspecting him, Clint questions the suave Chinese, but can get nowhere until Speed notices that the stone is missing from a ring that Wu is wearing. Since the boys found the stone from a ring in their room at the Golden Lotus Hotel the night it was ransacked by the octopus gang, evidence seems to pin the guilt on Quan Wu, and we find the boys tensely questioning the stony-faced man.
Don't try to get out of it, Quan Wu. You was the one that searched our room that night trying to find our code and stuff. But you didn't figure on losing that little piece of jade out of your ring, did you? No. And that same little stone is going to be the thing that you're going to trip over.
And you did know, Miss Marsh. It was in that big box on the Seong dock. That's why you pushed me in the water when I tried to look into it. Because I wouldn't see her.
Gentlemen,
is all this true, Quan Wu?
Sure it is, Dr. Kingsley. But that's why he came here now, to spy on us and then tell the octopus what we're going to do.
Now, hold on, Speed and Barney. All this excitement isn't getting us anywhere. If Quan Wu is a member of the octopus gang, we'll find out without all this shouting.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow. At least you give me the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not giving you anything, Wu. I just want to hear what you have to say for yourself. Circumstances all point against you.
I have already explained my presence on the Seong Dock the night of the flower boat raid. I was as shocked as anyone else to learn there were slaves concealed in the boat.
Oh, don't give me that stuff.
Yeah, no, Barney.
Well, are you going to let him get away with it?
Let him talk.
Again, thank you, Mr. Barlow. As for the stone that is missing from this ring I am wearing, you say you have a jade setting that you found in your hotel room?
Yeah. And you can't explain that away, Mr. Wu.
I believe that I can. You see, Speed, I have the stone that belongs in this ring myself.
Huh?
Yes.
Have you got it with you?
No.
Ah, you see, Clint, he ain't got it.
Mr. Dunlap, were I the villain you seem to think me, would I be foolish enough to wear this ring knowing that it might incriminate me?
Yeah, you would. Huh?
Even you should know better than that.
Hey, what do you mean, even me? I resent that.
No slight is meant. But now, since the ring is explained, may I again take my departure?
Why are you so anxious to go, Wu?
Anxious? But I told you that I had another appointment.
Well, telephone and break it.
What?
Break your appointment. I have a few more questions I'd like to ask you that are far more important than any appointment you might have.
But, Mr.
And, since you're not a member of the Octopus Gang, of course, you'll have no reason for not wishing to answer them?
Well, no, of course not. May I use your telephone, Doctor?
Yes, of course. I'll show you where it is, Quan Wu. Please follow me.
What do you got up your sleeve, Clint? That guy's an octopus gangster, or I'm a bunny rabbit with pink eyes. He knows too many answers. An innocent man would have been more vague about his reasons for being places and doing things.
Yes, you're right, Bonnie.
Do you think you can get any more out of him by questioning him, Clint?
By questioning a blank wall, seems to me.
Yeah, that's true, Bob, but I'm not keeping Quan Wu here because I think he's going to break down and confess anything. After all, there is the possibility they may be entirely innocent of our charges. So far, we only have circumstantial evidence against the man.
That ain't fooling me none.
No, but the octopus had some reason for telling you to come here to meet us, Bonnie. And if Quan Wu was in his gang, he too had a definite reason for coming here. And an even more definite reason for leaving, since he was so insistent on going until I got him into a corner he couldn't very well get out of.
So what? We got him in a corner he can't get out of.
So we'll keep him in it for a while. If the octopus has planned to trap us here at Dr. Kingsley's home, Quan Wu knows about it. And in spite of his cool head and implacable mask of a face, I think as the 0 hour draws near, Quan Wu will crack up and tell us some very interesting things.
It is the octopus. It is the master.
Members of the octopus band, I have summoned you all here together for one last attack on our enemies, the International Secret Police. We have tried time and again to conquer them, but thus far, due to bad luck, has failed. However, this time we cannot fail. You cannot fail. Because if you do, you will be the ones to suffer. I shall be far away, out of reach of the secret police. Listen carefully to my orders. There must be no mistake. My aviators shall go to the underground hangar and await there for word from me. The rest of you break up into small parties. See that you are well armed, and then proceed to Dr. Kingsley's house 14, Lang Tzu Road. The leaders of the secret police are there. Clint Barlow, Barney Dunlap, and Speed Gibson. Members of their organization are about the house, stationed at various posts as a guard. The Hong Kong police are also guarding the house. It will not be easy to pass their lines, but pass them you must. Silence! I have already sent my lieutenants ahead to take care of every necessary detail. You men have nothing to worry about but actual hand-to-hand fighting. Once the present guard is done away with, allow me to reassure you that there will be no reinforcements.
Master, how shall we gain entrance into the house?
By means of a secret passage that leads into the house from the garden. You will find it right beside the chimney. You will find the house plan on the table there, Lou. You will see to it that the men get into the passage.
Yes, master.
No one knows of this passage save the architect who planned the house and the carpenters who built it. The doctor himself has no idea of its existence. The passage comes out at the head of the stairs through a panel in the wall. Our enemies will be downstairs when you enter. Wait until you have all come through the panel. Then attack. And after you have done your work, set fire to the house. I want no trace of the attack to be found by the Hong Kong police.
What about the guards we must pass?
They will not be able to give any information. You must see to that. You will proceed to the doctor's house at once. And do not fail, for I shall be watching you.
You, master?
Yes. This attack is too important. I shall follow you to 14 Lang Tzu Road. I shall see that my plans do not fail. And let me warn you. Any man who does not do my bidding had better fall before the bullets of the secret police, for I will show him no mercy.
Master, if you go with us, are we then to see your face at last?
I have only been a voice to you all, except Quan Wu. Yes, you shall see me. You of the Octopus Band. But you will not be able to recognize me should you see me again. For as usual, I will wear a mask.
Mask? But will that not call attention to you should your plans fail?
If my men fail, then Clint Barlow shall get his wish. I shall meet him face to face and destroy him myself.
Say, Clint, can't we do something while we're waiting for something to pop? This sitting around is getting on my nerves.
We'll read a book then.
Oh, I read a book 2 years ago. It was all about fingerprinting, but it didn't tell me anything I didn't already know about.
Yeah, if you don't pipe down, I'll show you something new in fingerprints around your neck.
Oh, yeah?
You think this waiting will do any good, Clint? Quan Wu's just sitting there staring straight ahead.
And I have patience, Steve. And look, he's getting edgy all right. Watch his eyes.
What about his eyes? They look as blank as always to me.
Oh, no, the pupils have expanded. Nerves.
If nerves cause that, then more than my pupils have expanded. I'm a wreck.
Oh, keep quiet, Barney. Bob and Dr. Kingsley are holding up better than you are, and you're supposed to be used to the strain.
I never get used to it. Just like some actors always get stage fright before every show.
Mr. Barlow, is there any reason why I cannot go now? You said you wished to question me further, but so far you have said nothing, and an hour has passed.
Patience, Mr. Wu. I've been discussing some business with my working partners over here. How's your head, Bob?
Oh, it's all right, Clint. I think a good night's sleep will fix me up as good as new.
You know, Clint, I'm uneasy tonight. I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea to call the Hong Kong police chief and ask for more guards for the place.
Yes, it would, Dr. Kingsley. Where's Jean?
She's safe in bed. I had the maid take care of her.
Good. Stay here, Bonnie, while I phone the chief of police.
Sure. It'll take more than a phone call to get me out of this chair.
Mr. Barlow, wait.
Yes?
There is no need for you to call the police. In fact, this whole affair is most magnified, if you will forgive me for saying so. You of the secret police have been working very hard on this octopus case. Do you not think that your imagination may be playing tricks on you?
I don't think so, Mr. Wu. We've been working hard, yes, but it's not the first time. Our minds are trained for long and strenuous work.
I understand. But you have known me ever since you arrived in Hong Kong. Dr. Kingsley counts me as one of his best friends. I see him almost every day at the counsel's office.
Now, one moment, Kwan Wu. You were one of my best friends, and still are, if this present trouble irons itself out. But I suggest that you help Clint and the others, instead of hindering them.
I do not seek to hinder them. Only you will lose face by calling for more police, Dr. Kingsley. After all, why? What has prompted such an action?
Mr. Wu, are you trying to keep Clint from using the telephone?
He is. Clint, get to that phone double quick.
We'll all come along. You too, Kwan Wu.
This is an outrage. Take your hands off me, Gilmore.
Nothing doing. I'm not going to take any chances on you disappearing while we're on the phone. Come along.
Atta boy, Bob.
Yeah, the telephone is right this way, but why should Wu wish to keep you from using it? He used it himself an hour ago to cancel that other appointment.
Well, did you hear that conversation, Doctor?
Why, yes.
You mean you heard it on this end, but you don't know if anybody was on the other end of the wire?
Well, no. Good heavens, you don't mean...
Well, here's the phone. Let's see what we mean. Hello? Operator. Well, that's that.
What, Clint?
The wire's been cut. We can't call out of this house, Bob. Kwan Wu was probably talking on a dead wire an hour ago, Doctor. He knew what was going on. He is in the octopus gang. But we can't bother with him now. We've got to get ready for the rest of the gang. It'll be here any minute now.